Good day, listeners. This is Paige Estrutori with the latest Australian industry news, brought to you by Financial Services Online, your trusted source for personal and business insurance. Starting off, we have Marsh Australia highlighting the challenging landscape of the insurance sector. Average premium rates for group life policies with long-term benefits have surged by 15% to 25% this year. Insurers are tightening underwriting standards, with high-risk sectors bearing the brunt, leading to a pullback in coverage. This has impelled companies, especially law firms and insurance entities, to reassess their employee benefits. Meanwhile, claim causes remain largely unchanged, with cancer leading life claims and mental health an ever-growing challenge, affecting income protection. Good news, however, a notable insurer has restarted offering corporate life insurance outside the superannuation realm. Next up, the decision from the Australian federal government to put a hold on updates to the National Construction Code is raising eyebrows in the insurance space. The pause intends to accelerate housing development approval processes amid a housing shortage. But insurance industry players are sounding the alarm, emphasizing the critical role of building regulations in ensuring community safety and resilience against potential natural disasters. A potential 4-year suspension in code updates could compromise our future resilience, leading to significant economic costs. As stakeholders discuss this measure, the tough task of balancing fast-paced construction versus safety remains to be addressed. On a different note, RACQ Insurance have been ordered by the Australian Financial Complaints Authority to increase a payout following flaws in their handling of a house fire claim. The claimant, a woman with a disability, initially received a $39,074 settlement, but further damages came to light. After rejecting RACQ's additional offer of $7,949, AFCA stepped in. They ordered RACQ to increase the offer by 20%, compensate for toy losses, and fork out $4,500 for their oversight in the claim handling. This is an important reminder of the key role of the insurance sector in providing critical support during times of need. Lastly, the life insurance sector is under the keen eye of the Australian Securities and Investments Commission due to shortfalls in direct sales practices. ASIC has reported concerns about remuneration structures potentially encouraging forceful sales tactics and an alarming rise in claims disputes, which have doubled since 2018. The Commission is urging industry players to adopt proactive measures to prevent potential enforcement actions. That concludes our wrap for this Friday, August 29, 2025. For all your insurance needs, personal and business alike, visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. Until next time, this is Paige Estrutori, keeping you informed on the most important industry news. Stay safe, Australia.